In Praising the Lord, November 26th. That I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in thy salvation. It is your privilege to trust in the love of Jesus for salvation, in the fullest, surest, noblest manner, to say, He loves me, He receives me, I will trust Him, for He gave His life for me. Nothing so dispels doubt as coming in contact with the character of Christ. He declares, Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out, that is, there is no possibility of my casting him out, for I have pledged my word to receive him. Take Christ at his word, and let your lips declare that you have gained the victory. You desire to please the Lord, and you can do this by believing his promises. He is waiting to take you into a harbor of gracious experience, and he bids you, Be still, and know that I am God, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Then are they glad, because they are privileged to rest in the arms of everlasting love. How pleased the Savior would be to hear his followers talking of his precious lessons of instruction, and to know that they had a relish for holy things, that which is in the heart will flow from the lips. It cannot be repressed. The things that God has prepared for those that love him, will be the theme of conversation. The love of Christ is in the soul as a well of water, springing up into everlasting life, sending forth living streams, that bring life and gladness wherever they flow.